During the year since the Vemis attack, Sanctuary had become a community in its own right. Connor had lived there for the last 8 months, and it was peaceful without being dull. A bit on the edge, rustic, but most importantly, it didn't have so many reminders of everyone he'd lost. Perhaps this was because of the foreign nature of the alien ruins, which were constructed of a bronze-colored alloy with long ramps that spiraled through most of the city. For some reason, the aliens that built Sanctuary hadn't constructed anything like stairs, which led some scientists to speculate they must have had very short legs. The rounded architecture was tall enough for Connor to walk through, and some places were large enough to drive through, so Connor wasn't sure about the whole short-legged aliens theory. Those short legs would have had to carry a large body, which led other scientists to believe the aliens were some type of highly evolved insectoid. But he didn't put much faith in that theory either. There were plenty of insects on New Earth, just not highly evolved ones. There was, however, an abundance of mammalian life forms and an ecosystem of carbon-based life that Connor equated as a close cousin of Earth. Connor spent most of his days in the ruins, helping Lenora with her research, and had begun to formulate his own theories about the intelligent alien race that had been native to New Earth. But his research duties had always been part-time at best, and he'd slowly transitioned into a point man for exploratory field ops-type tasks. He'd also become an intermediary for the people living there. Dealing with other people's problems wasn't something he relished, but when it came to keeping Sanctuary's residents safe, he'd rather they came to him. After the war, he'd had to distance himself from Sierra, and the Colonial Defense Force in particular, which left him feeling conflicted about walking away from something he'd worked so hard to build. Some days, he felt like he'd abandoned the CDF, despite knowing that, due to having been exposed to the Vemis Alpha, he'd been unfit for duty when he'd first awakened. The risk of contamination had been much too high, and after the danger had passed, he found it was better if he didn't return to the CDF for his own sake. Despite Ashley's assertions that he was okay, there were people in the colonial government who knew of Connor's exposure and still wondered if there was something latent going on inside him related to the Vemis. It didn't matter that Ashley, the former chief of medicine at Sierra and interim colonial governor, had cleared him. He couldn't blame them, since he'd spent quite a few nights dreading the same thing himself.